vocabulario, gramática,
listening y speaking.
Aprende estas y más habilidades en este tu podcast English Way RD para aprender inglés con Thomas
y Starling. Vamos, ¿qué esperas? Exploremos el idioma a tu paso de forma divertida en este nuevo episodio.
Welcome again, dear listeners, to another episode of English Way RD with your host, Thomas. And today, we are going to continue diving into the realm of business language. Remember, these are the phrases necessary for you to be successful in the business world. This is our second part. And today, we are going to explore 8 more phrases and items that are necessary for you to be successful in the business world.
Don't miss out on another episode. Want to join our exclusive community and support our work? It's easy. Subscribe on your preferred platform with just a click of the subscribe button. Plus, if you want to directly contribute to the growth and quality of our program, join our Patreon group. Just click on the Support the Show link in the description and become part of the team that's making it possible for this show to keep getting better. Your support makes a difference. Now, let's go to the show.
So, without any delay or further ado, let's kick things off and start with our first essential phrase. Stay in the loop. Stay in the loop. Very similar to stay on top of things. In a dynamic business environment, it's crucial to stay informed and up to date on relevant information and developments. When someone advises you or asks you to stay in the loop, they are urging you to remain informed and connected to the latest updates and communications, or to keep that person informed with those latest updates and communications. For example, make sure to attend the weekly team meetings to stay in the loop on project updates and upcoming initiatives. Make sure to attend the weekly team meetings to stay in the loop on project updates and upcoming initiatives. Let's continue with play hardball. Play hardball. In negotiations or business dealings, sometimes it's necessary to adopt a tough and uncompromising stance to achieve your goals. To play hardball means to be aggressive and assertive in pursuit of your goals, even if it means taking a firm stance or making tough decisions. For example, the competitor is playing hardball in the negotiations, but we are prepared to stand our ground and defend our position. The competitor is playing hardball in the negotiations, but we are prepared to stand our ground and defend our position. Another one that I love it because I have seen it a lot when it comes to series is call the shots. Call the shots. In leadership roles or decision-making positions, it's important to have the authority and responsibility to make important decisions. To call the shots means to be in charge and have the power to make decisions that influence outcomes. For example, as the project manager, you will be responsible for calling the shots and guiding the team towards success. As the project manager, you will be responsible for calling the shots and guiding the team towards success. Another one that I don't usually use a lot because it can be a little bit offensive, but is cut to the chase. Cut to the chase. Time is precious in business. And cutting to the chase is essential for getting the heart of the matter quickly and efficient. When someone suggests to cut to the chase, they are urging you to skip the unnecessary details and focus on the most important points or objectives. So whether you are in a meeting or writing a report, cut to the chase and get straight to the point. For example, let's cut to the chase and discuss the key findings from the market research report. Let's cut to the chase and discuss the key findings from the market research report. Keep your eyes peeled. Keep your eyes peeled. In business, being vigilant and attentive to your surroundings is crucial for identifying opportunities and anticipating challenges. When someone tells you to keep your eyes peeled, they are advising you to stay alert and observant, ready to spot any potential opportunities or threats. So, whether you're analyzing market trends or monitoring competitors, keep your eyes peeled and stay one step ahead of the game. For example, keep your eyes peeled for any changes in consumer behavior that could impact our sales strategy. Keep your eyes peeled for any changes in consumer behavior that could impact our sales strategy. Let's move on to stay the course. Stay the course. In the face of adversity or uncertainty, staying the course is essential for achieving long-term goals and objectives in business. When someone advises you to stay the course, they are encouraging you to remain committed and resilient despite challenges or setbacks along the way. So, whether you are navigating market fluctuations or overcoming obstacles, stay the course and stay focused on your ultimate objectives. For example, despite the challenges we are facing, we need to stay the course and remain committed to our long-term vision for the company. Despite the challenges we are facing, we need to stay the course and remain committed to our long-term vision for the company. Moving on to ramp up. Ramp up. In business, ramping up is essential for scaling operations and meeting increased demand or growth opportunities. When someone talks about ramping up, they are referring to increasing production, resources, or efforts to accommodate higher levels of activity. So, whether you are expanding your workforce or boosting market efforts, ramp up your efforts to capitalize on growth opportunities and drive success. For example, with the holiday season approaching, we need to ramp up production to meet the increased demand. With the holiday season approaching, we need to ramp up production to meet the increased demands. Let's continue with turnkey solution. Turnkey solution. In business, efficiency and convenience are key, and turnkey solutions offer a comprehensive and hassle-free approach to addressing complex problems or needs. When someone talks about turnkey solution, they are referring to a ready-made or pre-packed solution that can be implemented quickly and easily with minimal customization or effort required. So, whether you are launching a new project or implementing a new system, consider turnkey solutions to streamline your process and achieve your goals more efficiently. For example, instead of building a custom solution from scratch, we opted for a turnkey solution that met our needs and saved us a lot of time and resources. Instead of building a custom solution from scratch, we opted for a turnkey solution that met our needs and save us a lot of time and resources. Thank you very much, guys, for tuning in again for another great episode. So these were an extra 8 essential phrases for success in the business world. So I definitely recommend you to put in practice these phrases. And if you do not, well, let's say that you do not work on a business setting, you can definitely implement them anywhere. Thank you again for being part of this great episode, and I hope to see you next time. Gracias por unirte a nosotros en este episodio especial. No olvides suscribirte a este podcast para aprender inglés en tu reproductor de podcast favorito, como Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts o cualquier otra aplicación de podcast, y así vas a obtener actualizaciones semanales de nuestros nuevos episodios. Recuerda visitar las notas del episodio en englishwayrd.com.
Ahí encontrarás las conversaciones que trabajamos en cada episodio, las transcripciones y recursos adicionales de nuestro podcast para aprender más inglés. Recuerda que tenemos dos episodios semanales, lunes y miércoles. And last but not least, never forget to practice. Practice is the key to success. La práctica es el maestro. Recuerda darnos 5 estrellas en Apple Podcasts, Spotify o cualquier otra aplicación en la que nos escuches y te permita un sistema de ratings. Nos escuchamos en el próximo episodio.